From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. In chapter 4 of the book, following the crossing of the Jordan, God instructed Joshua to take 12 stones out of the dry riverbed and to set them up as a memorial on the Canaan side of the river. In addition, he was to set up a pillar of 12 stones in the riverbed itself. Both of these pillars were to remind Israel of what the Lord had done for them in bringing them out of Egyptian bondage into the Promised Land. They would be a means of instructing future generations of God's power and faithfulness. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized in previous messages, the Jordan is often regarded as a symbol of death. In applying this text to the work of Christ, Dr. Cairns will show the effects of Christ's sacrifice on death itself. By his death on the cross, Christ took something out of death, and he put something else into it. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will commence a message entitled, Death Changed Forever by the Death of Christ. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening. This morning's text comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22 and verse 44. His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. The mental pressure arising from our Lord's struggle with temptation so forced his frame to an unnatural excitement that his pores sent forth great drops of blood which fell down to the ground. This proves how tremendous must have been the weight of sin when it was able to crush the Savior so that he distilled great drops of blood. This demonstrates the mighty power of his love. It is a very pretty observation of old Isaac Ambrose that the gum which exudes from the tree without cutting is always the best. This precious camphor tree yielded most sweet spices when it was wounded under the knotty whips and when it was pierced by the nails on the cross. But see, it giveth forth its best spice when there is no whip, no nail, no wound. This sets forth the voluntariness of Christ's sufferings, since without a lance the blood flowed freely. No need to put on the leech or apply the knife. It flows spontaneously. No need for the rulers to cry, Spring up, O well! Of itself it flows in crimson torrents. If men suffer great pain of mind, apparently the blood rushes to the heart. The cheeks are pale. A fainting fit comes on. The blood has gone inward, as if to nourish the inner man while passing through its trial. But see our Savior in his agony. He is so utterly oblivious of self that instead of his agony driving his blood to the heart to nourish himself, it drives outward to bedew the earth. The agony of Christ, inasmuch as it pours him out upon the ground, pictures the fullness of the offering which he made for men. Do we not perceive how intense must have been the wrestling through which he passed, and will we not hear its voice to us? Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Behold the great apostle and high priest of our profession, and sweat even to blood, rather than yield to the great tempter of your souls.
Death of mercy, can there be? Mercy still reserved for me. Can my God his wrath forbear? Me, the chief of sinners, spare. Whence to me this grace of wrong? As my advocate above.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're turning to the book of Joshua, chapter 4. Some of you will find it difficult to believe that we have finally quit chapter 3. But we have. We've come to chapter 4 in Joshua. We're going to read together the first 10 verses of the chapter. Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 to 10. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests' feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. The children of Israel did so, as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and led them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord God, the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. Finishing the reading at verse 10, the Lord will add his own blessing to these verses from his own precious word for his name's sake. It was a very significant action that the Lord commanded the children of Israel to perform immediately that they had crossed over Jordan on dry ground. Choosing a representative of each of the 12 tribes of Israel, Joshua commanded them to take a stone from the riverbed. Obviously a large stone, for each man had to carry it upon his shoulder, and them deposit it in Canaan, where they lodged the first night in the promised land. Then he directed them to take 12 stones, probably from the land of Canaan, and to carry them into the midst of Jordan and erect them as a sort of a cairn there on the riverbed. Now, there are very many outstanding truths about that scene which commentators have dwelt upon over the years, and they call for our attention. The first, and for most commentators usually the exclusive truth that gains attention, is that here we have a memorial to a great work of God on behalf of his people in allowing them to pass over Jordan dry shod. Now, the idea of a memorial is certainly right on the surface here, and as the Lord directs, we may return to that in due time. But there is another truth that I think is usually overlooked, and it's that to which I want to direct your attention today. Remember what we have seen in the last Sabbath mornings. Joshua brought them to the river of Jordan. The priests bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. They stood in the midst of Jordan, and as they stood there, the waters dried up. God made a passage through that the children of Israel could go over dry shod. Last week we noted that the priests stood firm there so that every last one of the children of Israel passed over without mishap, without loss. Every single one of them passed over. Now we have noted that Jordan in Scripture is a symbol of death. And to this day we use it in the English language that way. We have the old hymn, "I won't have to cross Jordan alone." The prophet Jeremiah asks, "How will you do in the swellings of Jordan?" He's referring to the scene here, particularly in the book of Joshua. It is a symbol of death. Now keep that in mind, and then look again at the passage of Scripture that we have read together this morning. We have already spent time thinking that Christ, the great fulfillment of the Ark of the Covenant, stood firm and finished His work so that through His death we enter safely into life. But we can go a little further today, and we can see a great truth, a wonderful spiritual teaching in the passage that we have read together. And I think that it is this, that by His death, Christ changed death forever. Joshua was commanded to do two very, very important things while the priests still stood in the Jordan. The Lord said, "Take 12 boulders out of Jordan and place them in Canaan." And then He said, "Take 12 boulders that were not in the Jordan originally and place them in it, so that on two scores, Jordan could never be the same again." As the result of that action, He did these two things. He took something out of it, and He placed something into it. And I think when you see the spiritual fulfillment of that in the Lord Jesus Christ, that the same two great truths hold good. Because by His death, the Lord Jesus Christ took something out of death, and by His death, He placed something into death. And He did this for all His people. It's very significant that it wasn't just any 12 men who carried these stones out of Jordan and the others into Jordan. Out of every tribe there was a man. Those 12 men were representatives of the entirety of the people of God. Because what was being done here was being done for all the people of God. There is a word this morning. It's a word, I trust, of comfort for all God's people. It is not just for the great or those who are esteemed great in the church. It is not just for the advanced Christian. It is not merely for the person who is deemed strong in the faith. This is for all Christians. And I emphasize that because that is one of the chief beauties of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read church history, you find that from time to time there have arisen in the church various groups and sects. And for one reason or another, and by one means or another, they have isolated a particular type of Christian. They have looked at that Christian as being particularly enlightened, particularly fit to meet God. And so they would channel all the great truths of the gospel, especially to those people. But the common Christian could not face death and eternity with any sort of confidence. For example, in the Middle Ages, there was a group, and to be honest, we don't know too much about them out of their own lips. A lot of what we learn about them, we learn from their enemies, and that is not a safe way to come to very resolute conclusions about anybody, and especially since the enemies in this case were the emissaries of the Vatican. We've got to be more than careful. But it does appear that these people who set out to reform the church in the Middle Ages, who were no doubt intensely sincere, they were called Catharoi. Sometimes they were called the Albigenses. They were a people who wanted pure living, that those who said they were Christians would actually live like Christians. And that, believe me, was a revolutionary thought to medieval popery. Still is a revolutionary thought to 20th century popery. But that's another story. I'd better not get into that this morning. But that was their idea. However, with that very good idea, they had various others. And one was that it was by the level of their own spiritual achievement that they were ready to go out to meet God, and they were ready to obtain the true comfort of the gospel. So that it became a practice to them that they would not be baptized until as near to death as they could get, in case between their baptism and their death they somehow failed God and they would be lost forever. When you stop to think of it, what a travesty of the gospel that is. Because the comforts of the gospel are for all who truly know Jesus Christ as Savior. We can say to all God's people, the weak in faith as well as the strong in faith, the Christian who is shrinking as well as the Christian who is to the forefront in the battle, we can say to all of God's people, by the virtue of the person and work of Jesus Christ, that there is a comfort in life and in death and for eternity. We can take this great truth of Joshua chapter 4. We can say that for every child of God, death is changed forever by the death of Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.